Praise God. I want to read this text in the King James, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, and 18. Let me read it in the King James first. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Let me read that from the New Living Translation. Look what Paul writes to this church. He says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things which we see now are soon to be gone." Praise God. I know I added a word. "But the things we cannot see will last forever." Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, regardless of how old you are, God is not finished with you yet." Amen. You may be seated. God is not finished with us yet. Amen. I know that today, and you know that today, is what we call our Senior Citizens Appreciation Day. We do this the day before Memorial Day. Praise God. And I thank God, Sister Sadie, that we, and the rest of those on our program, that we have the opportunity, because we have not had the opportunity to speak, praise God, to senior citizens since COVID-19. But God has allowed us, praise God, the opportunity not only to speak, but to appreciate these seniors on today. And y'all, let me tell you, y'all look lovely out there. Amen. Let's give those seniors another round of applause. Amen. Praise God. Through the years, I have heard some seniors say this to me, that they have spent their whole life in service to God, and praise God, and when they get a certain age, it's time for them to retire. Amen. My wife can attest to this. My wife's brother's daughter asked me the question yesterday, and thank God that the Holy Spirit knows how to quicken your mind to things. She said, "Uncle Martin, you know, you're pretty smart, and when we start talking about senior citizen, who is a senior citizen?" Amen. And the Lord quickened to me Psalms 90. I said, "Well, I said, if you really want the true definition, I said, one who has reached the age of 70. And I guess she was wondering why I said that. I said, because the Lord says he gives us 70. And I said, that's 70 years. And then by reasonable strength, 80, which is 80. I said, so when you are classified truly as old, as amen. when you get 70 years old. And then after that, when you make that 80, then you become what we call one of those oxygenarians. Praise God. That just means that you're really old. You're getting up there. Praise God. And I thank God that we got some in here today. Sister Buckner, Deacon Green. Amen. They done crossed over into the 90s. Amen. Let's give them a round of applause. Praise God. Amen. And that just tells me something when I see people that God has given longevity to. He told us way back, amen, he says, honor thy mother and thy father. And he said, and then your days upon this land will be long. Amen. So that tells me, I didn't know Sister Buckner when she was a little girl. I didn't know Deacon Green when he was a young boy. I didn't know Deacon Robinson and all of those folks who are over 85, praise God, and those that are over 80 now. I didn't know them when they were young boys and young girls. But guess what? The Bible tells me something about them. The Bible tells me that they honored their mother and their father. Now, did they do everything that their mama and their daddy told them to do? No, they didn't. They just like I was. Praise God. Amen. Mama will tell you to do something, and you look at mama now. Mama, you old-fashioned. But praise God. But you want to know what I mean by honor? Man, they took care of those folks who took care of them. Amen. They honored them. And guess what? As a result of that, God has given them longevity. Amen. Praise God. Look, y'all need to give yourselves another round of applause. God has given you longevity. And I tell you, young people, you ought to be glad that you are in here today. Amen. I'm not going to preach this sermon the way I really wanted to preach it, because I see that God is moving on me now. But I'm going to preach it anyway. Praise God. It won't be the way I really wanted to say it, but I got to say something today. You see, God is not finished with us yet. Amen. Can I remind all of our senior citizens today, there is no such thing as retiring from God's work. Amen. You may get to the point where you no longer want a pastor, because I'm going to get to that point myself. You may get to that point in your life where you may not want to be a deacon anymore. You may not want to be a deaconess anymore. But can I remind all of us, there is no such thing, praise God, as putting down, praise God, your pedals and say, I'm not going to do any more work for the Lord. Amen. So get that out of your mind. I retired the other day, Sister Howard. They gave me a bell. Amen. Somebody talked about that this morning. And they rang the bell and said, you don't have to worry about answering the bell anymore. But you know, there is a bell that I'm going to continue to answer. Yes, praise God. And that is that bell that's telling men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is death, but that the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. It's in me. You can't take it out of me. Those who were at the school board retirement on Tuesday night, amen, and they asked me to get up and speak. They should have never given a Baptist preacher a microphone. Amen. I got up there and I started talking, and I started talking about the things that I see, the things that I see going on in our world, the things that I see going on in our city. Praise God, the things that I see going on. And the Lord just said, keep on talking, praise God. And I said, you know, the reason why we have the stuff, the things that are going on today is the fact that these young folks need Jesus. Amen. And the superintendent was standing over there along with a couple more of the school board members. And I said, now I know there's such a thing called a separation of church and state, but you know the thing that these kids need today? These kids need to know something about Jesus. Amen. If we want to change this world, if we want to change the way this world is going, praise God, we better try to start pushing Jesus forward more. Amen. Don't get ashamed when somebody says, oh, you forgot where you are. No, we got to push Jesus. And so there's no such thing as us sitting down praise God, resting on our laurels and say we're going to retire, praise God. There's no time. We don't retire from this work, praise God. We don't sit on a fish bank and fish our life away, praise God. There is still work for us to do. God is not through with us yet. Amen. When I look at those three verses of scripture, I look at them. Verse 16, he says, for which cause we faint not. And to understand what cause Paul was talking about, you have to go back and look at this letter that he's written, this second letter that he's written to this church. He says, this cause is the fact that within you earthen vessels, praise God, there is something on the inside of us.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer. This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what we call you.
Takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
Manger born, but on a tree.
Let's continue to talk about rising to God's level of truth. We know the truth is the word of God. We know the truth is God himself. So we're going to have to rise to the level of God's truth if we're going to be a serious church. Now, we could be playing Christians, or we can be Christ-like. And I prefer to be known as Christ-like, because you can't lie out of that one. If you're Christ-like, you're going to be like Christ. You're going to do what he say and not what the world say. So I would prefer to be Christ-like. Everybody's a Christian. I don't care who you meet on the street, who you meet, wherever you meet. They're all Christians. And they lie, they steal, they cheat, they everything that they're big enough to do, they do it. But yet, they're Christians. So we're going to have to remember, it's not about words. It's what we have in our heart. If we're living the right way, the Word of God is in our heart. And the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, that mouth is going to speak. So you can tell a person how they're living. As soon as they open their mouth and start talking, you'll be able to see just how they're living by what they say. So we don't want to be running around here with these telltale signs that we don't know God, because what we're saying is just totally off the wall. It's just totally